At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning. It's April 24th, 2025. I'm just going to jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, in about 1 to 2 weeks, you are going to see your grocery store shelves start to clear out. But this crisis is probably going to be far worse than the crisis was during COVID, from what I can see. A lot of experts warning of empty shelves and financial turmoil from Donald Trump's new tariffs and firing of the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. So a lot of that is causing turbulence, and it's stopping a lot of the cargo ships. Tons of cargo containers are piling up in Chinese ports, and we know everything comes from China. America can't produce these goods. America can't feed itself like people think, and all this stuff. A lot of this stuff comes from other countries, and China is a big part of it. So what happens when the shelves finally get empty? Well, they won't be restocked. There probably won't be any restocking. So what's going to happen after then? Panic and double and triple prices. So you all need to go to the store and go shopping and stock up now and heed the warning. This is out of CNN. They're saying President Donald Trump's unprecedented tariffs, particularly on China and recent attacks on the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, caused alarm among some of his top advisors and America's biggest CEOs, who warned of the financial chaos and store shelves that could go bare. People familiar with conversations said, they're saying the warnings and the market's own validity this week seem to have broken through. Trump's backed down Tuesday from his threats to try to remove Powell from the job, telling reporters in the Oval Office, quote, "I have no intention of firing him." That prompted sighs of relief on Wall Street. However, all of this is leading toward a crisis in stores and in grocery stores, and Walmart and Target and other large chains and CEOs of their companies are warning Americans and Donald Trump that, you know, if these tariffs continue, there will be virtually nothing. Now, a lot of you won't be able to accept what I'm about ready to say, but I'm going to be doing shows on it. I've already confirmed it. I have military contacts inside China. I have civilian contacts inside China. They've confirmed that since COVID, the population of China is only about 1/3 of that of what it used to be. It is no longer 1.4 billion. There was a complete death kill carried out where basically they chipped up people in wood chippers in the bottom of high rises that they welded in there. Probably death killed them through the water or whatever. And they were the beta test, because this is all coming to America. We know this due to the Deagle report. It's all coming to other countries. And they're really preparing for a crisis like when Apophis comes and rips through the atmosphere or hits, whatever they're not telling us, or Wormwood or Planet X arrives. They know major disasters are coming. They cannot have hundreds of millions of dead bodies laying around rotting and going into our water supply. They just throw them in wood chippers and chip them up ahead of time. Blood runs beneath the cities. I've seen it in China. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is real. There's virtually no way for you to confirm this unless you know someone in China. I've confirmed it. China has about one third the population that it had in 2019. Now, 2018. Now, that is all coming here. Part of these tariffs are a military DOD cover on the Trump administration part for what they know is coming. You know, there's virtually no one left in China. All the production's down anyways. All of the inflation, this Weimar Republic buildup that we're seeing in the United States is a byproduct for what they know is coming. And if that's just Apophis alone, the asteroid Apophis alone, and what could happen and how people are going to panic when that gets closer. But it's worse than that. Get my book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World, and you will learn so much stuff. You will learn what's involved, what's coming up, how to plan ahead, what to do, because you will know more about what is going to happen. All this is going to happen very quick. They're planning a total blackout, 80% death kill of the population. Tucker Carlson warned you about it. If you don't listen to me, listen to your God, Tucker Carlson. He warned you. He told you what was coming. He told you 80% of the U.S. population will die from a blackout if it lasts more than 30 days. Now, these are done by studies. They already know what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, go shopping now. It might be one of your last real trips to a grocery store. Things are only going all the way to the bottom on this one, whether it's 1 year from now, 6 months, 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years. Everything is only going to the bottom. Robots and AI are going to take 80% of all jobs. People won't be able to find a job. Once you lose the job you have now, mark my words, you will never have a job ever again. Keep that in mind. You will never find a job ever again once you lose your current job. Okay? Now I'm going to play a clip out of MSNBC. If you don't want to believe me, listen to them.
Is President Trump on defense over the plunging and volatile economy? This story keeps kicking. America's largest companies are down, all of them in the market since the Trump tariff war began. It's a swift toll that we've seen first on Wall Street, trillions wiped out in days. But it is heading for Main Street, and I'm going to show you why tonight, because we're seeing new indications from big box stores to malls, and we know it's coming for Main Street for a few reasons. I always try to give you the evidence, show you why we know what we think we know, and here it is. First, there's detailed data on the inventories and supply chains. So it shows when American stores will be running out of these products, many of which have some foreign ingredient in them, and they're running out of what was purchased before the tariff war began. Second, some of America's largest companies track all of this because it's their whole business and expertise. This is what they do, so they're all over it. And they are now formally warning about the coming Trump slump any way they can, which includes what I'm about to show you, the largest employer in America, Walmart, which has over 1.5 million employees. They employ more Americans than any other company. And the Walmart chief just joined an attempted Trump tariff intervention, along with the CEOs of the other huge retailers, Target and Home Depot, to privately warn Trump that his tariffs, let's take this in full, I want people to be able to see this, his tariffs, you can read along, the tariff and trade policy will not only disrupt supply chains and raise prices, it will lead to empty shelves. Now, that's big. If people were upset over, say, high prices during the inflation years that we had.
Ladies and gentlemen, when they are saying high prices, think 50%, 100%, 200%, 300% increases coming. Once those store shelves are empty that they beta tested during COVID, they will not restock or replenish themselves this time. There's no help coming. It's over. You guys need to take that into consideration. Also, please support the show. Help keep it all going so we can get the word out to our good Americans before they just walk themselves right off the cliff. We need to warn as many people, team up with our neighbors and fellow Americans if possible. But in a lot of cases, that won't be possible. People are not willing to help their fellow Americans in a lot of cases. Guys, please help keep the lights on over here. Help keep everything going. If I get any kind of money in past the basic bills, I will apply it to getting video and phone lines. So far, we've never been able to do that in the last year. Here we go.
Imagine high prices and basic products also being wiped out, echoing the empty shelf panic of the pandemic that we all remember in Trump's first term. Well, empty shelves are an unpopular outcome. It impacts people's lives, their ability to plan. You end up having to go other places, spend more gas money. You know the drill. It will also, obviously, if it happens again, impact Trump's political approval. Now, when could these empty shelves hit? The disruptions could land. Again, let's see the whole thing. The Trump disruptions could become noticeable in 2 weeks. I'll just tell you at home, I want that big on your screen because it's one of those little sets of words that will matter a lot if it happens in 2 weeks. Today, it's in Axios. Today, it's on, of course, television news covering the markets or the economy or the politics. But a heck of a lot more Americans are going to notice if in 2 weeks from tonight, their shelves are bare at all the Walmarts around the country. It's sobering. It's also foreseeable based on what so many economists and conservative allies have been telling the White House. Sobering for a Trump administration that keeps trying to claim the trillions lost in the trade war are just temporary pain, but it will lead soon enough, they have said, to better results, which certainly means something other than COVID-style empty shelves. Now, the warning I just mentioned, this private meeting with the president, is the runway for Trump edging back to a pattern that he's repeated. Trump is a self-proclaimed trade warrior.
All right. So empty shelves, 1 to 2 weeks. They're saying maybe 2 weeks. Let's go on to the Voice of the Nation. They're talking about this very same subject. They're talking about the Trump tariffs, how Trump's policies continue to actually cause problems and frustrations for Americans, retailers, and businesses. At this point, I have to say it's all part of the plan. They know what's coming. They know the Nibiru system's coming. They know the Nemesis Star system's coming. They know there's probably going to be a pole shift. They for sure know Apophis is coming and can hit. They might even know it's going to hit. Regardless, it's going to rip our atmosphere up and cause major problems, damage, scares. Just based on Apophis alone, a known event in April 13th of 2029, we can consider that probably the 0 point marker of rock bottom, a little bit before that. So, you know, however you want to graph that between now and April of 2029, it's going to go into the ground. Please know that if you can get out of America, get out now. They're walling people in. They're making it to where you can't even fly state to state. Right now, they're trying to block the escape of Americans. They know what's coming.
Lots of mentions of the word deal there, Faisal. What's your sense of whether one may be close?
Hi, Jen. Yeah, we've had some significant developments really in the last hour or so that may help to explain the conciliatory tone that I picked up and communicated in that report, which is that our partners CBS News are reporting that the chief executives of Walmart and Target have privately warned President Trump of empty shelves in the coming weeks if he continues with his tariff policies, and that probably particularly concerns the prohibitive tariffs both ways on US-China trade. We're hearing from the ports on the West Coast of America, Los Angeles in particular, of a potential collapse in China to US cargoes, down 33% this week, potentially 44% in the first week of May. This is a serious hit to the world economy, and something that will be seen visibly in the US on shelves, if you believe the CEOs of some of America's biggest companies, or at least the reporting of what they have said privately. This is highly significant stuff, may explain, as I say, some of the reaches for deals. We think there might be a meeting between Scott Bessent, who you saw in my report, the US Treasury Secretary, and his Chinese counterpart. That meeting, if it happens, assumes...
So, extremely high prices they're looking at. Ladies and gentlemen, my computer, they are it's under attack right now again. They have consistently attacked the last three broadcasts. I've been getting out extreme amounts of information warning my fellow Americans, guys, please support the show. I don't know how much longer this is going to last. It's getting bad. So we heard from several sources. Let's go on to listen to CBS News, the Daily Report. Let's see what they have to say about Walmart and Target CEOs privately warning Donald Trump on his tariffs and how it could lead and will lead to empty shelves in their stores. Okay. And this is going to be bad because these shelves will not be replenished.
President Trump continues to defend his sweeping tariffs on foreign goods, but Tuesday he said 145% import taxes on some Chinese products would, quote, come down substantially. Earlier Wednesday, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes asked Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt about trade with China.
What have these huge tariffs on China accomplished?
Leverage and ensuring the rest of the world knows that the United States of America is no longer going to be ripped off. President Trump has made that very clear, not just with China, but with almost every single country on the planet.
But has the leverage actually worked?
So the United States is no longer going to be ripped off, but also no Americans are going to have food on the table. There's going to be no food in the grocery stores, nothing on the shelves, no product. So, you know, whatever she's saying is irrelevant.
Made any concessions at all.
Have some patience and you will see.
Have some patience and you will.
Oh, yeah. Have some patience and by then you won't be able to react. I hope you guys remember that. Remember I said that. Have some patience. You won't have time to react because it will be happening at such an exponential rate. This is Weimar Republic level shit.
We'll see. CBS News White House reporter Aaron Navarro joins us now. So while the administration says have some patience, we're learning the heads of Walmart and Target warned President Trump about what his tariffs will mean for their stores. What did they say? Did it have an impact?
Lindsay, good to be with you. What we've learned here at CBS News is that these CEOs of Walmart, Target privately warned President Trump in the meeting earlier this week that his tariff policy could impact their supply chains and potentially trickle down to the consumers with a shortage of certain goods and potentially empty shelves. Now, this price increase for consumers is something that CEOs of Target have talked about publicly in interviews, but it's, of course, notable they're bringing their concerns directly to the president. Now, the White House and the president...
All right, agree with client and start time tracking. Great. So for Q4, I was thinking...
All right, stand by.
Here we go. Softening their approach to tariffs. But if you just look at what they've been doing, you saw Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent say that the relationship between the U.S. and China is unsustainable right now. He talked about de-escalating. And President Trump has talked about in recent days of lowering that tariff depending on cooperation with China. And we just heard in an Oval Office meeting where President Trump signed some executive orders that when asked, you know, when could these tariffs be lowered on China, you You saw Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick say it really depends on them. And you heard President Trump make a little bit of news when asked if there are talks happening with China. And he said, quote, of course, they are happening every day. Now, the White House has not confirmed that.
Obviously, this is going to escalate and get worse. This has to be a plan at this point. I don't even believe they're trying to push these countries to do anything. I think they know the collapse is virtually imminent, the bankruptcy of the United States, and how the U.S. dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. Guys, March home sales dropped to their slowest pace since 2009, and now they're exponentially getting worse. There's just tons of homes on the market. No one's ever going to be buying homes again. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street will buy them up just to keep them vacant. And Americans will become homeless. This is their plan. I have read their paperwork. Unfortunately, it's becoming a reality. Real estate everywhere, people are trying to get out of, especially like in Florida and other places. And 42% of Americans under 30 say they're barely getting by financially and just in life in general. And this is out of a Harvard study. Young Americans sounding the alarm about their finances, with roughly 2 in 5 people under 30 saying they're either struggling to make ends meet or getting by with limited security. That's according to a survey, 2096.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Adults age 18 to 29 conducted by Harvard Institute of Politics between March 14th and 25th. And then, you know, the study found that among the age group, financial insecurity mostly affected women. So a lot of people, you know, not enjoying the current state of the nation, the current state of America, and people trying to go state to state to find a better life, being blocked from flying. You now need real ID to go state to state. Americans have become slaves, and a lot are being displaced within their own country. I mean, things are getting bad, and AI and robots plan to take 80% of all your jobs. I'm going to play some clips from some people who've been working on getting jobs, and, you know, with 600 to 800 to 1,000 applicants per job now, there's just no hope. Once you lose the job you have now, you will never get a job again, more than likely.
Sometimes I'll be looking back on how broke I was in high school, and it was actually down bad than horrendous. So to set it up, me and my friend, we went to a gas station, you know, trying to get some chips. I had exactly $5.47 in my bank account. This is just enough to buy some dynamite Doritos, the Taki kind, or so I thought. I walk into the store, I put them on the counter. Tell me why they're $5.99. So I look at the guy, he looks back at me, I look at my friend, the nigga looks at me, he's like, let me go get some change out the car, and we might be good. The cashier looked at me with a blank ass stare like this. And he said, hey bro, do you really want the chips that bad? I was like, yeah, I really do. Nigga said, I'm gonna take a dollar off for you, because I feel your pain. So my friend come back in with like 3 pennies, and he's like, yo, I got the change. Cashier's like, no, it's all good, I took a dollar off. I walked back to the car. I said, damn, I'm so broke.
Baby, what you doing? Are you busy? Oh, all right, cool. I just wanted to ask if I could get 200 because I got to pay a couple things and I'll pay you right back when I can. Bills? What bills you got to pay this time? Did you pay your bills with the last check? That's why I didn't ask last time because I thought this one was good. Come on. You could have got an extension on that. Like, I don't have any more extensions left. I got to pay now. Like, I don't have that luxury. So you mean to tell me you don't have no money left over? See, that's why I've been telling you, you got to learn how to manage your money. It's no reason why you should have no money left after you get paid. That's crazy. Wow. Okay, so I don't do nothing for you. So that $5 that I put in your tank the other day, that don't mean nothing. Because that $5 could have went towards my bills. But I was thinking about you. I was putting you first. And right now, you're not putting me first.
Sabías que yeah. UX, UI
so
is la...
There it is. Kind of doing a reenactment of, you know, real situations that are going on with Americans. Just back and forth. People wondering why they have zero... money in their banks, why, you know, they make $5,000 and $10,000 a month and can't even afford rent. A lot of places upping the rent from like $2,000 to $3,000, adding a whole $1,000.
Doesn't buy happiness. We'll give you all your motherfucking money then, you big turkey neck motherfucking wide back well belly butter tooth bitch. Give me all your shit, bitch.
Hey friends, so I know it's been kind of a running joke that like I'm broke and unemployed, but it's not a joke anymore. Like I'm really down so bad. Like I tried to buy something for $4 fucking dollars. $4 fucking 16 quarters and my card declined. I have 18 cents in there. I don't even have a quarter in there. Like I don't. And
she's trying to get 16 quarters for $4 and her card got declined. Well, she can always do those loans for a Happy Meal that they're doing now. They're now loaning Americans money for Happy Meals, probably at 500% interest, because the Jewish banking cartel got to get their hands on your last penny before you die.
And on top of that, my middle school bully keeps showing up in my dreams, but last night I beat her ass. She was all bruised and black and blue and swollen and shit. And she was like, I didn't know you could fight like that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, because I don't like fighting because I don't like to hurt people because I'm just so wholesome and pure, you know? But like, bitch, why are you tormenting me in my dreams? Like, leave me alone. Like, don't you have anything better to do than like, fuck with a broke bitch? Like, I promise you the universe is bullying me enough, bitch. Like, leave me alone. Stop making guest appearance in my dreams, please.
Do anybody have information on how to work at an oil rig? Because at this point... I'm finna lock in and be a grown man and go work at the oil rig.
Well, see, oil rig jobs are going away because they have automation and AI now. So this lady can't even go work at an oil rig, more than likely. But that's, you know, commendable for her trying. I used to be a commercial fisherman when I was 18 years old, off the coast of the Aleutian Islands on the crest of the Bering Sea in Alaska. And I could do a show on it sometime, but I risked life and limb working 20 and 24 hour days, sometimes in 25 foot swells and hurricane force winds. One of my crew members drowned. I've been near death about 5 times. That was all just in one summer.
I've realized recently that my biggest fear is having no money at 30. Because being broke in your 30s is nothing like being broke in your 20s. I have watched my own family scratch and claw at any penny they could find just to survive. Nobody's there to help. Nobody has any sympathy for you. Because basically, if you're not doing well in your 30s, it's a very strong sign that you wasted your 20s. And as I was growing up, I have watched people in their 20s goof off in life and tell me how they don't care about money. And then I watch those same people hit 30, and all of a sudden they care a lot about money. The only thing is they're 10 years behind, and that's when things get like really ugly, really quick. I've been fortunate enough to watch other people make that mistake, so I actually understand the reality of it, But a lot of you watching this video, you're going to piss away your 20s and literally set yourself up for failure in life. So ignore making money in your 20s at your own risk.
Having a job and still being broke gotta be like the top two worst feelings in the fucking world. Cause it's like I'm working, but where the fuck is my money? Like,
you know what's funny? You see, when you're broke, when you are broke, everything pisses you off. If someone even tries to speak to you, they piss you off. Why is it when you're broke?
That's funny.
That's when the dumb questions come your way. And why is it when you're broke? That's when the man don't want to go out. As in, you have £3.37 in your...
Speaking about being broke, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even afford to pay the base bills for this show. Please pitch in for that. If someone throws down some extra money, or several listeners throw in and it pays the base bills, we can then get phone lines, which I would like to get. Wouldn't you like to take calls and also do the video show every day? But that's like another $100. If someone wants, you know, if there's a rich person out there that wants to send in $300-$400 for the month, we could do video and get phones, maybe, you know what I'm saying? All right, guys, please support the show. The link's in the description.
Your account. But that's when Amanda wanna go. They wanna go go-karting. They wanna go paintballing. They wanna go Nando's. But you got £3.37 in your account. So now you're even looking at the mandem sideways. You're even thinking to delink the mandem. See, when you're broke. Listen, you see, when you're broke, it just puts you in a certain mood where, bro. So when they say money don't bring happiness, my nigga, don't listen to them. That brings happiness, brother. Money brings happiness.
Being poor is really expensive. For example, I need a new used car, but I can only afford a car that's about the $2,000 to $3,000 range. I can't really afford anything from a dealership or to get an auto loan. After scrimping and saving and looking at cars for months and months, cars that had all sorts of crap wrong with them, I found one that seemed like okay and seemed like trustworthy people to buy from. I went over to them, checked out the car, gave them my hard-earned money, and then on the way home, I had a blowout. And then after I had a tow truck, a very expensive tow truck, because I can't afford to have AAA, tow me to a repair shop, I get told that 3 out of the 4 tires need to be replaced. And also the wheel well that's holding one of the tires on is messed up, and that needs to be fixed. So now this cheap car has cost me an extra $400. And then driving it home from the repair shop, the blinkers go out. Plus a myriad of other problems with the...
There's a phrase in like construction, like a poor man can't afford cheap tools. Because y'all go buy your tools at Harbor Freight and all that shit. They're completely worthless, and you'll have to buy four. As a professional construction person, I've tried to buy Harbor Freight tools in a couple extreme cases when I couldn't find tools or like the store was closed. I will literally totally decimate and destroy any Harbor Freight tool anywhere from within 5 minutes to 1 hour to where it's unusable. They are garbage, you know, and that's just going to cost you. You got to go buy the best of the best of the best. Same with your car. Same thing.
This car that I don't know about yet. Money.
You got to go buy a Lamborghini and get the best of the best of the best. No, I'm saying like get a really reliable car.
That I don't really have, that I've been saving for months in order to have a car that I thought would be reliable and take me around town. Because I never will be able to afford a new car. And that's just one of many examples on how poor people having to buy lower quality.
Crear un sitio web puede ser complicado.
Means that they spend more money over time maintaining that shitty stuff or buying more of that shitty stuff than someone who could just buy the nicer thing.
Now that I'm kind of in a better position in life, I can make this fucking video. But being out broke as fuck with your homeboys, bro, will have you sick, like your stomach turning. I can't even get the verbs out, bro. I never get there. It was like, we got to go down to Atlanta to shoot this one little scene and all that. And y'all know me. I like to drive my own whip and shit like that. And I'm like, bro, I don't really got the money for it and all that. And they was like, oh, you ain't gonna need no money. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. I'm like, all right, bet. We go out there and shit. We go out there. We shoot the video. We have a good time. And I don't spend a dime. Things were looking really up for me at that motherfucking moment till it was time to leave. And as I'm leaving, I forget. They tax you once you leave the parking deck. That shit costs $8 to leave. One of the homies was like, oh, I got you, gang. That wasn't really the problem. The problem was I legit didn't have $8 to my name. I couldn't even front and pull out my damn car. Like, that's that day right there, bro. When I say I ain't called out of work yet, bro. Like, I'm not calling now. Like, I'm posting videos every day. Like, I'm never going back to feeling like that shit, bro. That shit had me sick as hell.
Man, if you could be influential while you broke.
Crazy, crazy. It's getting bad, guys. It's getting bad.
If you can inspire people and motivate people while you broke, man, I'm here to tell you right now, your time coming. You see, you being broke is really just a part of your testimony. See, God using you because he already know you finna turn up for real. He know he finna turn you up. He just wanted you to tap into your power and understand who you are, why you ain't got it like that. Because he wants.
You know, we have to wonder who will fire the first shot of the Civil War. Is that God turning up his power, making everyone homeless? Making everyone not have food or money? Is that God telling people to pick up a rifle and fire the first shot? I don't know. It's getting weird.
I want to use your testimony to inspire other people. Yeah. So, if you broke right now, you still get jealousy, envy, the evil eye. You inspire folks. You motivate people. Man, look, your time coming. You finna be on top real soon. Your name is in rooms right now that you ain't even stepped in yet. Somebody referring your name to somebody big right now. So, man, just keep your head up. Stay focused and don't let nobody get in your way, man.
This is hard. Being broke. Okay, I'm not somebody who... I don't believe in coddling people. I don't even coddle myself. So this is the same way I talk to myself. So this is the same way I'm going to talk to you. You can either rise up to the occasion or you cannot. Talk about, oh my God, but it's so hard. I failed it. Do you know what else is hard? I thought, you know, going to school, studying, while working, doing all of those things was hard. Guess what I'm doing? Got over it and I'm working and I'm... going to school, essentially.
Guys, anyone that took a school loan, they're coming after 9 million Americans now. They're possibly planning on putting them in debtors' prisons. It was all part of a plan. A lot of people owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in school loans. It might be a way they kick off the camps. I don't know. But they're talking about coming after directly, pretty heavily, after 9 million Americans that borrowed money to get worthless schooling that is so worthless because AI is replacing 80% of all jobs. So y'all got screwed and now they're going to put you in debtors' prisons.
I'm doing America. The enrolled agents exam with the IRS while working, while doing content creation, while managing a business. I'm doing all those things. I passed part one. I passed part two.
Y'all took those PPE loans during COVID. You can't pay them pretty soon because of what's going on with this tariff crisis that they've orchestrated. Inflation. Debtors' prisons. It's all part of the plan.
To pass by three in the next.
And that means forced vaccination, too.
2 weeks. I don't have time to talk about, oh my God, you either want it or you don't. Find a way to motivate yourself. If you think accounting is hard, hire a tutor. I don't know. If you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. But it's a good, y'all talking about y'all want good jobs. Here's a good job for you. Just push through. You either love money or you don't. I found a way to push through and I was like, you know what? My love of money motivates me enough to do this hard thing.
Everybody keeps saying it's going to get better.
Hey, come here quick. I want to show you something.
You know, a lot of these people, they can't. It's just getting so out of control for him.
Better. Our economy is so fucked that I work a full-time job. I make $21 an hour working 40 hours a week. I have no extra expenses, no bills out of my living. I have one credit card that's max because I've lived off of it.
Yeah, well, try running a construction company. you know, I was making hundreds of dollars an hour with my three-man crew and couldn't even afford to eat. It's a minimum of $10,000-$20,000 a month just in all the bills you need to run the company and all this shit. I mean, it's crazy out there.
But other than that, I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in 10 years. We have cell phones, but, you know, that's required to live on.
But that's required. It basically is nowadays. They've got everyone believing that.
But other than that, nothing extra. On paper, my bills are $2,701. My income is $2,710.
Well, how do you eat?
Do the math. $9 a month before I pay.
Not to mention they tax her 30 to 70% of her check, and she's not even really factoring any of that in. Guys, get out of the country while you can. I can't take it anymore. Just watching, I'm going to watch all of my Americans just go right into the ground. It's only going down. If you stay, you're going down with it. There's no fix. I can't take it anymore. Please do something about it.
For food? Gas? Car repairs? Any entertainment? There's no money for that. And my car is dying. It's paid for, so I don't have car payments now that I'm going to replace.
I feel sorry for everyone. Guys, I'm going to get out of here. Please support the show. Keep the bills paid or the show's going to go away real quick. I need a lot more support. Thank you very much. I'm doing this 2, 3, and 4 shows a day now, getting videos out. Check out the channel. Love you guys. See you soon. I'll talk to you later. See you later. Thank you.